Hello and welcome to another edition of Drinking with Comics. I'm Sean.
This is Mike.
We've got Joe Dot Baxter working the cameras. We have the science officers, Sarah and Aaron, and we have a live studio audience. Hello.
Thanks for waiting.
Nice shirt, Joe.
Right.
Wipers. Joe is wearing a Wipers. Is this real shirt?
Is this real?
Yeah, it's good. That was a good album.
So it's been a while.
It's been a little bit, dude. How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
I've been crazy. But,
crazy?
But in a good
way.
You
weren't like, you didn't do the Alice Cooper thing where you got...
Went to the insane... No, yeah. That's coming. That hasn't happened yet. Okay. No, we're working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just been, it's been busy, man. It's Comic-Con. I don't think we did one of these before Comic-Con, right?
Well, and you had Guns A-Blazing 3 come out.
Not yet. Well, sort of. At Comic-Con we did, yeah, but we're putting it out here and to the rest of the
world.
Oh,
Wednesday. This coming Wednesday, right.
So you got a little sneak peek on that.
Yeah.
So we're going on a major 2-month-long tour with that. We're going to a lot of places around here that are drivable, but also Nashville.
It's so bizarre because you told me about this and you're like, but then you swing out and do, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And so we did Comic-Con and we were, Comic-Con, it was our best one yet. We
awesome.
Sold a bunch of books. We actually sold out of what we had brought because we had to have a bunch of them like airlifted here.
Airlifted,
like
we're talking
Vietnam
about Halo bit. Troopers,
like Halo Troopers, like because we turned it in about a week before the show.
I remember you telling me
and you
there
know,
was some
we
question
print
as
in Taiwan because Taiwan, you know, does some really amazing printing.
Mm-hmm.
Step
well, that's
up,
that, that's printing. The that's their slogan.
That's
print,
what we do.
Print here,
yeah. Do it. I get all my shoes from there too. I don't.
3D printed,
yeah. 3D printed shoes
coming.
We're just gonna hit it, man. Hit it hard and see what happens.
Right on, dude.
Yeah,
awesome.
Baby.
So tonight we're drinking.
Sampler.
I picked up a. So this kind of bugged me a little bit. Halloween's my favorite thing, as you know, ever. Maybe not my favorite thing ever, but my favorite holiday, obviously. And I love autumn, even though Southern California, there's no such thing. But, the Halloween stuff is already out. Old joke, you know. It's sooner and sooner. But the Magic Hat Brewery from Vermont, they just released this sampler called Night of the Living Dead, and it's four of their different beers. And so Mike is drinking the Wilhelm Scream Pumpkin. How is it?
It's good. Wah! Yeah, is it, you guys know about the Wilhelm Scream?
No.
You know, does it? Who knows about the Wilhelm Scream?
Ah!
What is it?
It's basically every scream ever in every horror movie.
It's in every horror movie. It's in every Indiana Jones
movie.
It's in every Star Wars.
So it's like a.
It's
a sound effect.
I don't know what the origin of it was. I'm sure we can look that up on Wikipedia.
I think I know what it sounds like.
And it's you. Wah! Yeah, and you. So now once I heard about, there's a montage you can find on YouTube that has like.
All
a bunch
them,
of them, well, not all
not
of them, but
all
a bunch of them collected, and it's kind of funny. So
I didn't
now there's
that.
A beer named after it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have the Miss Bliss, which unfortunately
like
I forgot my glass, so I can't pour it. So, you know, I know you guys always kind of think I'm a fancy pants for pouring my beer, but I can't really distinguish what I'm drinking. I mean, I can tell there's spices involved. But I don't know what kind of beer it is because it just tastes like beer from a bottle. However, it's good.
You need your magical glass?
You
need to let things breathe.
Yeah,
and
so. But whatever.
You don't
I'm
wear
not
underwear, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Boxers.
Okay. So
not that whitey tighty.
Still breathing involved. Yes.
Mm.
We get weird around
all right, so. and I should point out.
Yes.
Everyone else on the Drinking with Comics team basically gave me a big and went and bought Tall Boys of Coors Light.
What is up with that? You
just keeping it real.
Y'all keeping it real?
You know, I didn't know. I don't want to mess with any like pumpkin spice, whatever.
So you just
I know
wanted.
Fall's coming. I'm just not feeling festive, so I wanted some Coors Light.
Nice. All right. Hey, we can't fault you for that. Girl just, knows what she wants.
Somebody pointed out to me there's a Budweiser commercial right now, or there was recently, where they're like. Our beer isn't made to be drank with spices.
Yes,
and they're
that
like,
was at the Super Bowl. I saw that.
The guy that pointed out to me is like, "There's somebody that looks just like you in that." Because there's like a guy, and I finally saw the commercial, and there's like a guy with the mustache, like drinking from a snifter, and I was like, "Fuck you, Budweiser."
Yeah, you know,
hey, you know,
you know, my dad swears by Budweiser.
I know many people that do. It's never treated me nice.
I like, you know, when I was visiting him in Ohio this summer, is another reason that we haven't had an episode in a while. Like, I go to the bar with him every day, and we drink about 6 Budweisers each.
Did you pay for it?
Sometimes, well, you mean like actually pay for it?
No, I mean, did you?
No, but I told him, I was like, because he's like, then I would switch over to wine or whatever else I drink, and he's like, I don't know how you drink that shit, and I was like, Dude, the only reason to drink Budweiser is if you like to drink piss and you like to pee a lot. Because it doesn't get you drunk, I don't think. I mean, it doesn't give me a buzz.
Somebody once told me it's got a higher salt content than almost any other beer. And I
don't know.
I don't know if that's true, but I have always thought, like, it does things in my intestinal tract.
Any Budweiser fans out there? Don't be ashamed. You just drink anything, dude.
Damn.
Budweiser? Oh, yes. I'll hook you up with my dad. He loves
Budweiser.
Sometimes
I just
Budweiser
like some, like, when I'm really thirsty and it's hot, I just want some watery, like, whatever. I don't care.
Instead of water because there's a drought? Like,
yeah. Yeah. California, you know?
Cool. All right. Hey, you're doing your part. Cool.
All right, so beer covered.
Beer is covered for now until we open other ones because it's a sampler. So we'll, yeah.
Do we have anything? We probably don't.
Do we have any what?
Any mail or any?
I know Eric moved away. And
oh, that's right. Hello.
Call in or something. I don't know.
Hello to Texas, where
Eric Winter. I know you're listening, Eric. Because what else would you be doing in Texas right now? I'm sure. I'm sure there's a lot of you can do that
and watch the show. That's the interview. Remember Captain Power. The it was like this kid's show where like you interact with the TV at the toy.
You think he's doing that? He's shooting at us right now?
No, he's just drinking. So, Eric, here. 1, 2, 3.
I just hope he's wearing pants.
I'm not.
Hey, whoa. Salamander.
Eric chimed in and he said, does beer make you smart?
It does.
It does, yes.
Well, here, hold on. There's more to it, but that's all I read. Right. Sorry. Does beer make you smart? It made Budweiser.
It made Budweiser. Oh, good one. It obviously dulled my senses. Cool. Should we talk about comics?
Yeah, let's talk about comics, man.
Cool. What are you reading, man?
Wait, I want to get something out of the way first.
Oh,
you're
going
to be so proud of me. And
okay, what'd you do?
I'm glad I thought of this. So, I dropped a couple books that I subscribed to recently. I came in the other day, picked up my...
Why would I be proud of that?
Here's why you'd be proud
of it. Sounds like less money.
You know what one of the books is I dropped? Because it's fucking terrible.
Guns a Blazin'.
No.
What?
I'll preface this by saying J.H. Williams' art is amazing, but the new Sandman series is garbage. Here's what Neil Gaiman's doing.
I saw the
universe is ending there, you know? It's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's come out, I think 4 or 5 issues have come out over the last 2 years, right? So I've read them as they come out. I just sat down recently and read all of them, and I was like, he's writing it like it's Secret Wars.
Oof, which is...
I mean, you know, I'm so tired of the universe-ending cataclysm that is in everything right now.
I thought Sandman, he died at the end of Sandman.
Well, no, so...
Spoiler alert, everybody.
The whole thing with this series is it takes place before the original. It's
a prequel?
It's so
bad.
But
the universe ends?
No, well, obviously it doesn't. Spoiler alert, Neil Gaiman. It's so bad. It's just...
Speak to poetry, man.
He's writing it like they're superheroes. And, the original allure of Sandman wasn't even Sandman. It was, like, Rose and all the... Zelda, all the other peripheral characters. And because it was really just slices of life and creepy shit and amazing. And this is just... It's like Sandman, it might as well be Superman. And it's awful. It's so bad. Mm. And it's a shame because J.H. Williams...
So you dropped it, like, one issue before it ends?
No, there's, like, 5 left.
Oh, there are?
It's fucking awful. I mean, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's terrible.
Well, so hashtag Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, I don't know. Neil, I can't get behind it. I'm
Sean
sorry.
Baker hates you now.
I don't hate you, but just, you know...
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought you'd be proud of that.
Yeah. No, I have I dropped anything? I mean, I guess no.
I just
haven't picked a lot up.
Sarah had mentioned when I told her, she's like, "You should tell Mike; he'll be proud."
I am, dude. Here. So, what'd you pick up instead? Because you can't drop a book at the Comic Bug and not add another book.
I add books all the time. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's
Strange Fruit's good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I really like that.
Good. Great song.
Anybody read Strange Fruit? It's good stuff. It's
I'll check it out.
It's what if Superman was black and his rocket ship crashed in the deep south instead of... I mean, I guess his rocket ship did crash in the deep south. Like, Smallville is sort of southern. But yeah, it's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's... Check it out.
You know,
it is a challenging, provocative examination of the heroic myth confronting the themes of racism, cultural legacy, and human nature.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Wow. You know, I will use that to segue into one of the books that just came out that I read. We Stand on Guard. It's Brian K. Vaughan's new book, right? So it's good. It's a a future where America is invading Canada for their water, or at least that's what it seems like. I haven't read the second issue, but I read the first one. But interestingly enough, there's a whole thing in here in the beginning where somebody relates to another person that Superman was originally created by a Canadian, and that the whole idea was Metropolis was America, and that he was from what's the planet he's from?
Krypton.
Which is Canada, this peaceful place, and he goes to this place that's run by these Lex Luthors.
Superman was created by two guys from Ohio.
No, okay, so the character he's relating the story to brings that up, and I haven't fact checked this, but
yeah.
Hold on, let me see if I can find this. She says, but wait, he's from Cleveland, and I thought he was created. The guy who first drew Superman, who did all the real work, was born and raised in Toronto, just like me.
I have to fact check that.
See, America is like Metropolis, this huge wonderland that's mostly run by greedy bastards like Lex Luthor. But we're as in Canada. We're like the planet Krypton, this peaceful place that sends our most amazing people out into the universe where they usually end up doing more amazing stuff. It totally makes sense, right? It was just an interesting thing.
I bet you Brian K. Vaughan's probably from Canada.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, only a Canadian could write something like that.
And yes. I got to do this real quick, too. Mm-hmm. When I was in Chicago recently, and my friend Mike Schinnebarger, shout out. Oh, that's him. See, yeah. I love it when I can time that
stuff. Brian K. Vaughan is American.
What? Wait, that's the guy that... Isn't that the guy that created Superman?
No.
Oh.
He was born in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Well, they're wrong. Sorry.
Brian K. Vaughan was? Yeah, so were the guys that made Superman, I thought. Anyway. He doesn't love our country, obviously.
So, my friend Mike in Chicago lent me the first two trades of Sex Criminals.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh!
I've been telling you, dude. So, what is it he does that I didn't do?
No. I just never got around to doing it. I literally went to his place, got drunk, and he's like, you're leaving with these. I'm like, okay.
Nice. So, that's what I gotta do.
I even tried to give you my first trade of Sex.
I just gotta get you drunk. I think so. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Because I love it. I'm behind now, but I mean.
Have you read the second trade?
No,
it's great.
I think I was current.
And in fact, it's does this weird thing where it's like, it's not as great because it's not as new, but there's a deeper appreciation that sets in. And I was like, it mirrors the characters' relationships. Where the first book is them fucking all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's brand new relationship and everything. Mm-hmm. And then as the relationship settles in and it gets less like that, there's a deeper appreciation between the two people, right? And I feel like they did that with the book. I don't know if that was intentional, but if it was. Holy cow, that's insane.
I think the key to happiness is to keep your relationships to like down to 2 weeks. So you just have that sex part. And then, yeah, let's not get too deep. Anyway, it's my new theory of life.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
But
back on track.
But so Sex Criminals is great. I mean, I didn't think it wouldn't be, but I just finally read it and I really, really liked it. So
it's a good book, dude.
Yeah.
Read it. I mean, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
What are you reading?
So I read these today. So actually, the reason I read it was last week Mike Mignola came in and he's like, "Have you read Airboy?" Mike never asked me if I've read anything.
Oh wow!
And no, he prefaced, he's like, "You'll be proud of me. I finally read a comic book." And I was like, "What?" And he told me Airboy, and he said,
"Oh,
it was really disturbing." I don't know if he knows James Robinson or not, but do you know what it's about?
There was a preview of it in the back of something 1 month, and I read it, and it looked good. It looks like
it's one of those sort of existential sort of whatever, like the James Robinson's hired by Image to write. And has anybody read this, Lewis? Have you read it? Nobody. So he's hired by Image, by Eric Stevenson at Image, to pitch Airboy, who's a public domain character, to write an Airboy comic. And you know, James Robinson wrote Starman, the Golden Age, acclaimed. But he's kind of washed up now, according to the book. And he spends a lot of time drinking and doing drugs.
Oh, so is this literally him?
That's him. And then this is the artist that he handpicked to like work on the book. So Hinkle shows up, thinking they're going to work on the comic. And they spend about 20 minutes talking about it. And then James Robinson's like, let's go get drinks. And he's like, I thought I was here to work. You know, it's the only reason my wife let me leave. And yeah, I mean, they get blowjobs from trannies. They get really fucked up. And then at the end of the first issue, Airboy shows up and starts partying with him.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a 4-issue series, I think. It's very green.
You just asked me what did I pick up in replacement of Sandman?
Uh huh.
It'll be that.
There it is. Boom. Sold. That's how I do it.
Nice.
I have more here.
The last four issue series you turned me on to
was Big Man Plans, right?
And it was so good. Oh my god, it was so good. Like, and it should not have appealed to me as much as it did, because I've become squeamish when you know, I love horror movies and whatever, and violence doesn't bother me, but more and more, I think as our world becomes hyper, hyper violent, when you have a movie or a story that revolves around people doing harm, like being mean, like yeah. really mean violence, mean-spirited violence towards other people, it's hard for me to deal with. But Big Man Plans, that's what it is, and it was just so awesome.
You just reminded me, because you're talking about horror movies and stuff, a joke. So I'm known for my death jokes, right?
You are?
Yeah. So today is, you guys know what today is, right? It's National Les Craven Day. Oh, sorry, I love Wes Craven, though. But I couldn't help myself. and I think he would appreciate it.
I think he would. So, or he'll just send Freddy for you in your sleep, yeah. So
anyway, Wes Craven. What else can you do but make horror movies if your name is that Wes Craven name? He was born with that name?
Let's see.
You can either be a sex criminal or make horror movies.
You know? I gotta say, man.
Leslie Earl Craven.
Ooh, that's even creepier. Yeah.
Put him up for Earl. Wes Craven.
I actually met him once.
Really?
What happened?
Yeah. My mic is going out. I had a director's workshop with him when I went to Cal State Long Beach. He's pretty cool.
Wow. I loved Shocker. Shocker, Swamp Thing. You know, obviously the Freddy stuff is great.
I just rewatched the first one. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Swamp Thing, when that came out, that was the most sort of, like, honest to the comic book
is
movie.
Is that Craven or is that Carpenter?
That was Wes Craven, I believe.
For some reason, nice I've never seen it.
Can you guys just follow me everywhere so you can fact check? Like, I think that was Wes Craven. It was. Pretty sure it was.
My personal favorite from him is Serpent and Rainbow. There's a scene where it was Bill Pullman gets dosed as he's like investigating like the, it's all about Haitian politics and
yeah, Swamp Thing.
Voodoo.
Yeah. And,
booyah. 1982.
Was that his first movie? No, it wasn't his first movie.
No. His first movie was 1971. It was called Together. He was the executive producer. His first movie as a director was The Last House on the Left.
Yeah, right.
Oh, 1972. There it is, yeah.
Which is a movie
I've never seen. Which is odd, because I'm reading his filmography. Sorry to interject here.
Please, that's what you're here for.
We're here to learn.
I'm surprised. The Hills Have Eyes, the original, was him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other ones that have been remade that were his originally.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, almost everything.
Although I really do hope that Vampire in Brooklyn was his.
No.
That was his? Was it? No, I thought that was John Landis.
Wes Craven directed it.
Oh, wow. Vampire. That's Eddie Murphy, right?
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. That's right for a remake. Kevin Hart. Yeah. Somebody get Kevin Hart on the phone.
There you go.
There you have it.
Interesting.
Shocker is coming out next week on Blu-ray.
Really?
Through Shout Factory.
Mitch Pileggi.
Good timing.
Mitch Pileggi is Shocker.
Was that him?
Yeah, that's the Mulder and Scully.
Oh, he had a cameo in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
John Carpenter did?
No, Wes Craven.
Wes Craven?
I mean, yeah, fuck, John Carpenter, he's alive, right?
Yeah, stop saying that. Right. If we lose both of them in the same year, it's going to be really bad.
He had a cameo in Castle.
Yeah, I think
Wes Craven did?
Yeah.
Boy gets out there, you know. Yeah. And he's got a Scream is on MTV, and it's like a series now. Anyway, so... What else I read? Weird World.
Which tell me about like Weird World.
Could be a Wes Craven movie, right?
I smell crayons.
I do too, and it's not me.
It's not your crayon.
This is probably one of the few redeeming things to come out of Secret Wars. I'm going to say it. I said it.
I doubt you just because I hated what I read of Secret
Wars.
Yeah,
no, it's written by Jason Aaron.
I don't doubt you.
Who we all know is a good writer. Mm-hmm. With artwork, fabulous artwork by Mike Del Mondo, which,
it's awesome.
I think this guy is Ator the Fighting Eagle or whatever his name is, Akron or whatever. And he's just, going around these fantasy lands and fighting dragons and stuff. But what really sold it to me was issue 2. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me talk about Crystar the Crystal Warrior, but
yeah,
we encounter Warbo from Crystar the Crystal Warrior. And yeah, he's like, "Where's Crystar?" And he's like, he's got this bag of like shards, He's like, he's right here. Oh! Oh, it's good stuff, man. And again, the artwork is amazing.
It's very fantasy artwork.
It's very fan, yeah, very sort of like Frazetta-ish. Yeah, it's really cool. And again, Crystar characters.
That's so pretty awesome.
You got my money, and I think that's only 4 issues too.
That is one thing about Secret Wars that I like is that they're being smart about whatever. Some of the stuff they're pulling in. Like, hey, why don't we use Crystar? Like,
why not? Yeah. Yeah, and there was a Howard the Human one-shot, too. It was pretty messed up and fun. Yeah, but it's only a one-shot.
So that's like Howard the Duck, but Howard the Human.
So in Howard the Duck, he's trapped in a world he never made. He's a duck trapped in a world full of humans.
It's the opposite.
And in Howard the Human, he's a human trapped in a world full of different animals and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But he still has kind of the same problems as Howard the Duck. So, yeah, check it out. Mm-hmm. Jim Mafood and Scotty Young. Hmm. Yeah. Mm. Guys, have any questions?
We just got a beer recommendation on Facebook.
From who?
Dave Tavares.
Yeah?
What
you drinking, Dave?
We should try. It's Goose Island's Fulton St. Blend Coffee Ale. He said this has an amazing coffee flavor, unlike the typical dark coffee beers. This beer is a light color. And you can try it and find it outside of Chicago.
Oh.
Well, we are on our way. How about anywhere in L.A.? Can we find it?
I'm sure we can find it at L.A.
Maybe. Now, I know
our mission.
I know
I love
Dave.
Coffee beers. You know
him? I know Dave. I saw him recently when I was back in Chicago. There's a bar we used to go to sometimes called Deja Brew.
Nice.
And it wasn't my bar of choice, but my bar of choice, the bartender, was on vacation for a couple days while I was there. So he's like, why don't we meet at Deja Brew? Go to Deja Brew. He said it's a new owner, and they're really playing up the craft beer thing, right? So we go.
Try this.
We go, and they had so many beers on tap, and they had a Goose Island I never heard of. It was a Radler, which is, I guess, it's a type of beer. I don't really know anything about it. I've never heard of it before, but it was on the menu. It said like cucumber, lime, and mint flavors.
Awful.
It was fucking great for 1.5 beers. It was really, and it was super hot this night. You know, it was like, I don't know, humidity through the roof. It was really refreshing. But after I finished the second one, I felt like I had drank 3 Sprites in a row. So I had that weird like lemon lime sugar mouth. So I had to like knock it out with something, you know, a little bit more.
I've got a beer recommendation.
What
yes.
you got?
It's called a Culto. They sell it over.
Oh, wait, wait. Go to the mic. Sorry. We're mic Nazis.
This guy's 18, by the way.
The beer's called a Culto. They sell it over at Ralph's.
I've seen it. It's good.
A Culto.
So is it just it's do you know what kind of beer it is?
I'm not sure what kind, but I know they infuse it with tequila stave barrels. It's really good.
Okay. All right, so I want to talk
about... What are you reading, homeboy?
Check this out. So,
Judge Dredd.
My friend Seth in England sent me this recently. He watches the show, and he saw that, you know, there was the one episode back last year where we talked about Judge Dredd, and I said I'd never read a Judge Dredd comic.
Oh,
no. That's not Judge Dredd.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
So this, he sent me this, and it's like a collection of the old, basically,
the comic strips look like
2000 AD did the Judge Dredd. This was, they like, I guess, like licensed the character out to, I forget which newspaper, and it ran as
Daily Star strips.
There you go, Daily Star. So it ran as like a newspaper, you know, comic strip, cool. And basically as an ad for the, you know, the magazine 2000 AD. But it was really cool. It was my first reading Judge Dredd experience. I liked it.
It's really trippy reading those serialized strips. I'm a collector of a lot of them, like Flash Gordon and Star Wars. There was a great run of Star Wars.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, Al Williamson and Archie Goodwin did them. And it's, I mean, storytelling wise, it's kind of challenging because you can only tell like this little thing. And then this panel here has to recap what happened yesterday or last week. And this panel here has to set up. So there's a lot of repetition when you read them in these collections. But, it's cool, though.
Yeah, it was really cool. Nice. So, Seth, thank you. I know, it really made my day, man. It really it was just cool to get and just...
And it happened in Chicago, too?
No, this is...
He sent it to you?
Yeah, he sent it to me.
Does he live in England?
He lives in England.
Awesome.
Manchester.
How'd you meet him?
In 2000, 3 of my friends and I drove from Chicago across country to...
To Manchester?
No, yes. To Manchester. And we planted an American flag and... No.
That's how you do it.
We drove to Snoqualmie for the Twin Peaks Fest, because I'm that big a Twin Peaks nerd. And after my roommate almost beat up the guy that played Jacques Renault, and we partied with the midget that speaks backwards, we met Seth, and I don't remember the other guy's name, but we met him. It was a drunken, like, 2 or 3 days of debauchery in Washington State, blah, blah, blah. So, like, 3 years ago, I wrote about it when I was blogging on Chud, and then a year later, I figured out I had had a Twitter account but didn't really know how to use it. I mm-hmm. saw this message that had been sitting there since, like, right after I wrote it, and it was from Seth. He's like, oh, my God, I just found your article. I was there, too. Do you remember me? I remembered him, and we struck up a correspondence, and...
Let me talk a little bit about Vartox here.
Please.
Anybody know who Vartox is?
No
Wait,
idea.
Wait, I thought you... Oh, God.
What?
You said Vartox, and I thought you said Valtrex, like the herpes medicine.
We have a new sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
Close.
Valtrex.
So, all right, so this is a mini-series, Harley Quinn and Power Girl. And Harley Quinn's very popular nowadays.
I've noticed.
She's kind of like DC's version of Deadpool.
Yes.
And very irreverent and awesome and fun and, you know, really cool. And so this is a 6-issue miniseries.
Apparently Power Girl's power lies completely in her bosom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why not? But they encounter one of my favorite characters in the DC universe, and that is Vartox. So imagine, all right, Vartox is essentially, his wife was taken away from him. In the 70s, like, he was this guy who would come to Earth about every 2 or 3 years to fight Superman because Lois Lane looked just like his wife who was killed. Or taken away or whatever from this other dimension.
Okay.
But the modern day Vartox, he's like Burt Reynolds.
He's looking like Burt
Reynolds.
With
the powers of Superman, and all he wants to do is fuck. And that's, you know, that's kind of cool.
Is that how this issue ends?
He's just wanting to hook up, yeah, with Power Girl and Harley Quinn.
I think there's been more fucks in this episode of Drinking with Comics than ever uttered in an episode before.
Well, you know, when in Rome.
you know, talking about
but anyway, Vartox is awesome. I want to cosplay as him at Comic-Con this year,
maybe. Okay,
yeah, and you're not going to stop me.
I wasn't gonna. Okay. I'm gonna take pictures and Snapchat it or Snapchat it or one of the
It'll
two.
It'll be on my direct feed on my Instagram. I'm gonna try out a few variations of the costume tonight. Okay. I'll send it to you on Instagram. DM it.
Okay,
cool. All right, and anybody else who chimes in and says they want a DM of me in a Vartox outfit, I'll hook that shit up. Follow me on Instagram.
Joe's messaging you right now. Right now. He's like, count me in, buddy. You know, speaking of Harley Quinn, I will say, I want to address this because I was talking to Eric in the audience earlier about the fact that I never saw Ant-Man. Like, I didn't.
Where's Eric? Which one's Eric? We have a new Eric. Hey, a new Eric.
He's been here before.
I know, but there was the old Eric.
Yes.
Well, Eric's been replaced because he's in Texas.
That's so sad. Don't, he's listening.
No,
stop.
He's listening. You've not, you've not been replaced. He spells his name with a K. I know you don't, but just pretend.
Yeah.
see? Yeah, totally. That's what he said.
What's your last name? Your last name's Winter, too?
Yes.
So weird.
We're not having a show again.
Oh.
See, look at Joe. Every time we do something, he's like...
All right. So go ahead. So Eric,
yeah, I saw that. What were we talking about? Vartox?
We're talking about Vartox and, Eric and Harley Quinn.
We were talking about the fact that I never saw Ant-Man, and I knew I should go see Ant-Man. I know it's great.
Yeah.
I didn't not want to see it. I just couldn't get myself to go, and I think I have kind of an exhaustion from superhero movies a little bit, right?
It's not that great.
But
it's good. I enjoyed it. You didn't like it?
I will tell you. I'm not. I'm saying I will eat my words if I'm wrong, and I might be wrong. But you know, a trailer can be misleading. I will say, the trailer for Batman versus Superman that landed looks pretty fucking amazing.
Looks good to you, huh?
And like even Jesse Eisenberg, I was like, good for you. Like it just looks great. Now, it also looks like there's so much shit packed into it that it's insane.
Right.
But
that
I don't know.
Could be a good thing.
It could be, or it could be a bad thing.
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, it's probably going to have the same tone as Man of Steel, which
I
is fine because it's maybe a Batman movie. And that's not the right tone for Superman. You know, but that said, you know, I don't know. What's up, Jackson? We'll see.
I mean, I was expecting to see the trailer and scoff, and I was literally like, whoa, let me see that again.
That's good.
Now,
that's
the
good.
Suicide Squad trailer.
I thought that looked good.
It, yeah.
But I don't know anything about Suicide Squad.
I don't either, and I honestly don't care. I still don't think that it looks... like, it, to me, that has a lot more to prove. However, it was a well-done trailer, and
yeah.
I like that they used I started a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not buying the Juggaloker. It just...
The Juggaloker. Did you make that up?
No, it's... Oh. No.
Wait, he's a Juggaloker fan. What's
up? Wait, if you speak, go to the mic or Joel will yell at us again. And once he yells at us three times...
Then we get...
Somebody's going to get a... weird spanking. Photo on DM.
I gotta drop the mic a little bit.
That's okay.
Okay. So, Brother Jared, look, have you guys heard about the whole conspiracy? Well, not conspiracy. The theory about how it's actually the Robin that died. That's what I was gonna ask you guys. What
yeah, there was the thing that? Like with the wounds or something.
Yeah, the Robin tattoo. They like the end of the feather, I guess, looked like him, and then the J that he has.
Oh.
Under his eye.
Huh.
Yeah, they had like a whole theory about that.
That's interesting. I just, you know.
Which Robin died in the movies, though?
Nobody's died so far. It's in the comics what they're talking about. The one that became the redhead, I forgot his name, though.
Jason Todd.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So they're saying it's Jason Todd?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
I just have to say, because I just reread Death in the Family.
Yeah.
So stupid that they brought him back to make him the Red Hood. And I actually liked the little bit I've read of the Red Hood stuff that Morrison did with him in Batman and Robin. But mm-hmm. He was the one character in comics that had been dead for like 30 years. Leave him dead!
Yeah.
Please.
Who else?
Thunderbird.
He's never coming back.
Yeah, Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben's still dead.
Yeah, he'll come back eventually.
You think? No.
I don't know.
Aunt May's alive, right?
Remember they did that weird comic?
She was dead for a minute. And she on her deathbed said she knew that he was Peter Parker all along. Which is like your mom saying, I knew you were jerking off all the time.
It's a little different.
I know you think you were fooling everybody, but
it's a little different.
I knew you were jerking off every Tuesday and Thursday.
Remember that bizarre comic they did?
Go ahead.
Remember the bizarre comic they did in like the late 90s where I just remember the cover was two real girls in bikinis and it was like the adventures of Aunt May and her friend.
Yeah.
And it was like real, like risque.
It was, what was it called? It was... Bill James or something.
Did Millar write it?
Millar wrote it, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's
called. I can't
do though.
A Scottish accent, but you just picture him in a Scottish accent being like, I've got a great idea for a story.
It was Bill James's
Aunt May, like, getting, you know, banged.
Yeah, they had a lesbian thing. It was Aunt May and the neighbor, the old lady that comes over all the time, Mary Jane's aunt. Back on track, dude.
So, I don't remember if I... talked about this on the last one, probably not. I picked this up just on a lark.
Brian Buccellato?
Sons of the Devil. Really, really, really good book. Really cool.
The son of Charles Manson.
Well, and like it's interesting because I bought the first issue and then, because I'm a big fan of like 70s and 80s, what they call the Great Satanic Panic, and like I don't believe in the devil except for like 2 days after I watched The Exorcist, but I love the fact that the way it permeated our culture, especially in that era, and people were afraid, like, oh my God, don't listen to that music, the devil's going to make you kill somebody with an axe. So ridiculous, right? So I love that period, and this kind of taps on that, and so it's a kid that was, you know, born in a commune that was like a satanic cult, and then he's rescued, it picks back up in modern Venice, California, and there's, you know, agents of this cult that are still out there, blah, blah, blah. We don't know too much yet, and I don't want to spoil anything, but really, really cool book, great art, and the thing that really blew me away is that the first issue, in the back there's a website, and he's got, like, a mini...
There's a trailer, right?
Like a short film.
Yeah.
And you can tell the way he does it. I mean, even if you just look at the cover, you can see the kind of cinematic... Like, this could be... And I think he knows this. Well, obviously he knows it. Like
is it
another Walking
Taxi
Dead
driver. This cover.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. Yeah.
It could be like another show, like another, you know, AMC comic show. And I think it'd be a good one as opposed, you know, like to some.
Yeah, I know the guys that make this. Brian. Brian's been to the store several times.
I saw he signed right after I started reading it. I saw he signed here. We got to get
and,
him on the show.
The publisher
Brian,
is Omar
show, please,
Omar Spahi
please.
From Awesome Comics.
Okay.
Should be. I don't see his name. Anyway, he. They're. They're developing some really cool IP over there. Yeah.
And this is off your shelf. I'm not going to ruin it. I just wanted to comment on it. I saw it online. I thought it was really cool that you have it. As much as I love The Walking Dead, the comic, and dislike the show, I'm really psyched for Robert Kirkman's Robert Kirkman's
Kirkman.
He's Outcast. John. No, I'm not. Lil Buzz. And they re-released the first issue, but with the actor playing the lead on the cover. And it's just, it's really cool. I thought that was a really cool variant cover. I'm not usually into the variant covers we talked about on the episode with Jessica. It's never been my thing. It's like, yeah, just pick a cover and it's fine.
I'll give you a good deal on that if you like it.
I've already read the book.
But we'll always be selling.
I think this will translate better. I think one of the things with the Walking Dead TV show is that Kirkman is adapting a comic, and it was written as a comic. This, I feel like, Outcast, he's writing it, the comic, almost like he's writing a TV show, so it has a different feel, a different pace.
You know the secret origin of The Walking Dead?
I know it was originally supposed to be called Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, he pitched it as Night of the Living Dead,
which
Jim Valentino said
was always the beauty of, to me, Romero's stuff, well, the first three anyway, is that, at some point, Romero relaunched, he like restarted it, right? He rebooted
the Land of the Dead,
which I thought
was
such Land of the Dead was a continuation, but everything after that was a reboot, I believe.
Okay.
Which to me felt like such a cheat, because when you go from night to dawn to day, you're getting the progress of this world,
right?
And then I didn't like it. It bugged me, but it was still a progression of that world. So the fact that he rebooted it really bothered me, because I'm like, dude, I want to know what happens like 40 years into this world. Like, this is, basically a clean slate for civilization, and where does it go from here? And that's what's so great about Kirkman's Walking Dead, the comic, is that it does that. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
It did a great thing about a year ago where it jumped the timeline, I think it was a year, and it just came out of nowhere, and you're like, holy cow.
Battlestar Galactica did that.
I heard. Yeah. I still haven't seen that.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions or comments or advice? Yes.
Have either of you seen Fear the Walking Dead?
No. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Good?
Yes. Very good.
The lead actress in it, Kim Dickens, the blonde?
Yeah.
Big fan. She's in Treme, which is great, and she's in... what the hell else is she in, Sarah?
Deadwood.
She's in a film, too, that we like. She's in Gone Girl.
Was she the lead in Gone Girl?
No, she's a detective. She's a great actress. So, and the fact that it's not a translation of a pre-existing thing, I'm kind of inclined to try it.
I think it's only like 5 episodes.
Yeah, 6, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, my second question is, have you guys seen the confirmation of the new teams for the Civil War movie?
No.
Have you?
Yeah, they just like confirmed it. They just like
This is an insider, because I don't want you to walk out of here and get like shot in the face by somebody from Marvel Studios.
No, they just
Studios.
Like released it all.
Okay.
Let me see if I remember correctly. It for Iron Man's side, it was Iron Man, Vision, Black Panther, and
War Machine.
War Machine. I think there's one more. I'm not too sure.
Black Widow. Yeah.
Oh, but she wasn't confirmed for a team yet.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
She is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So Black Widow, and then on Captain America's side was Captain, Falcon, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, and the agent, the girl. The girl, I forgot.
From S.H.I.E.L.D., you mean?
Yeah.
Not Sharon, Peggy Carter, but the
Sharon Carter.
Sharon Carter, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, those were, I don't know, I feel that, it, I don't know, I didn't like it.
You don't like the teams? But Spider-Man's going to be in it too, right?
Yeah, and Spider-Man's on Iron Man's side. From what they've said,
which works, because obviously, like in the comic, he's on. You know, there's. I don't want to go into spoilers, but he's on one side and he switches.
Well, the comic's like 10 years old.
So yeah, I know. The interesting thing will be about Civil War to me, the fact that I don't want them to do a Spider-Man origin, because I get it. Like, he's been running around with Marvel,
three or four of them. Yeah.
But it's going to be weird to just like introduce him and have him take a side. So I feel like there has to be something else.
But he's going
to
get his own movie too.
But not before later. Civil War.
Right. It'll be after.
So it's going to be weird if it's just like, oh, here's Spider-Man. He takes a side. It's just.
Right.
But I mean, it's Marvel. They'll do it good.
Yeah, it'll be
fine. I'm sure. But
it'll be good.
What it was is they mentioned a couple of kind of vaguely referencing some superheroes that have certain types of powers, and they mentioned like some guy who like flies, some guy who jumps, some guy who crawls on walls or something like
that. Oh, okay, okay.
Which, as far as I know, was in the script even before they knew they had Spider-Man.
Because they knew they had Spider-Man, because somebody was like, yeah, that second one bombed. Let's just assume. So here's a question.
The second one made money.
Yeah, but you know.
Critically.
With the Fantastic Four fiasco. Yes. I didn't see it. I didn't see any of the other ones. I didn't see this. And I actually thought the trailer looked like, I was like, oh, it looks better than I thought. But I still was like, yeah, but I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
But so Lewis and I were talking about this the other day when I came to pick up my books. And Fox, right? Yeah, Fox is really like, so they have X-Men and X-Men is doing good. Although I will say that the... the images they've released of Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse is as far away from being cool as you like. They should have just made him a little girl with Pippi Longstocking. That would have been better.
Yeah,
it would have been totally better. Or there was a meme going around where it was like Prince,
like
Power Rangers. Like I want that. I want Prince, Storm, and Psylocke kicking ass.
I think it looks like Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze, is that Power Rangers? Yeah, that was what I saw. Compared to. But Psylocke, though, dude. Come on.
And
that's what's so weird, is that Storm and Psylocke look like they're straight out of the comics.
Yeah.
And Apocalypse just looks like shit.
Well, and so here's my thing with the X-Men is... I didn't love the last one, but I liked it enough, and I'm really interested in the big picture, what they're doing. This one, because Apocalypse looks so stupid, I want to pass, but I'm interested in the fact that it's... like Mohawk Storm, and it's not Storm played by the talentless Halle Berry. Like it's
Halle Berry's talented when doing things outside of not at all.
Like what, drinking and driving?
There's that, but there's a lot of women. Cut that. There's a lot of women that drink and drive that are talented in other things too.
Okay,
you want to talk about this?
Yeah, I want. We're just about out of time, but I want to before I go. So, Justin Jordan, Trad Moore, and Felipe Sobrero.
Sobriaro, which is not you right now.
No. well said. The third and final installment of the Luther Strode series hit the stands a couple months ago, and I love the other two, but something about this, like the art and writing has synthesized into this thing that is just unbelievable. Two issues in, it is so awesome. Such a fan. Wow, just really blew me away. So,
cool. What's it about?
So this is further down the timeline. The first one is about this kid who's always picked on in high school. So he's remember those like the ads in the comics where it was like getting sand kicked in your face, send away for the tough guy thing, and work out and you know get muscles. So he does that, and what he doesn't realize is he thinks he's becoming like a fucking Superman, right? Like he's becoming a slasher. Like he becomes a maniac. And it's, and then he finds out that this ad is like controlled and sent out by this ancient order. Like in this one, it starts with Samson and Delilah, and Samson was a member of this. It's just so badass. Jack the Ripper was a member.
Oh, wow,
really, really cool. So the
a lot
three
of people we know and love.
The three series have chronicled his evolution from skinny little kid to this like force of nature.
Cool. Check
and
it out.
It's really cool. The art is super stylized and it's just really good. Justin Jordan and Trad Moore both have gone on like this has really bought them a lot of credentials in comics. Yeah. Dude, look at this. Look at these open. Man.
Have you has anybody checked out that comic Beauty? I think Lewis, you were telling me about Beauty, weren't you? It's a new Image book, and it's about an STD. But this STD, the side effect is doesn't make you itch or anything, just makes you prettier. So everybody wants to catch this STD. It's kind of cool. It's called Beauty. It's up there, and they sent us condoms too that promote the book, which is pretty cool.
But it would be that you wouldn't want to wear the condom if you were trying to catch Beauty, right?
It's just that I'm straight out of condoms. Get it?
Okay. On that note. question?
No, he was giving me that.
Oh, I got it. On that note, we will end tonight, but we will be back soon.
Da, 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 da. Cool. Eric, hope you enjoy.
Signing off to Texas? Is it like 9 a.m. there?
No, I think it's like an hour later.
Okay.
10:27.
I'm bad with the whole.
Eric, we miss you, and thank you all.
Yeah, thank you all.
For
thank
being
you.
Here.
Hey, it's Sean and Mike and everybody else here at Drinking with Comics. We just want to ask you guys, if you dig the show or if you hate the show, if you hate something, you want to fuel that hate, right? You really want to fuel it, right?
Given your
so
hatred.
Here's what you want to do. You want to subscribe to our channel on YouTube because you will... If you like us, you'll be like, these guys are awesome. There's always stuff. I like them even more. If you hate us, you'll be like, I just need to keep subscribing. Well, you only subscribe once, actually. But
if you really hate us, call us at 424-271-5610. Or write that number on bathroom walls.
Let us know. Let us know. If you're like, I want to take you guys to see Alice Cooper, all expenses paid, we're down. If you, you know, if you want to...
Or just like, you know... I hear Sean gives good blowjobs. Call 424-271-5610.
You know what? Yes, leave it in the men's room. It's fine.
Yeah, just put it in the men's room.
And then you're also going to want to follow us on Tinder. You're going to follow us on Instagram. Facebook. Yeah,
Twitter.
I mean, that's a big one, right?
Twitter.
Jesse Eisenberg wants you to follow us on his website. Clearly. And that's it.
MySpace. Are we on MySpace?
Nope. No. No one is. Read comics, drink beer, and subscribe, follow us. It's... You'll have a good time.